Narrated Abu Talha, may Allah be pleased with him, on the day of the Battle of Badr, the Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered the corpse of 24 leaders of Quraysh should be thrown into one of the dirty dry well from the wells of Badr. It was a habit of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that whenever he conquered some people, he used to stay at the battlefield for 3 nights. So on the third day of the Battle of Badr, he ordered that his she-camel be saddled. Then he sat out, and his companions followed him, saying among themselves, "Definitely, he, that is the Prophet, peace be upon him, is proceeding for some great purpose." When he, peace be upon him, halted at the edge of the well, he addressed the corpses of the Quraysh infidels by their names and their fathers' names. "O so-and-so, son of so-and-so, and O so-and-so, son of so-and-so. Would it have pleased you if you had obeyed Allah and His Messenger? We have found true what our Lord promised us. Have you too found true what your Lord promised you?" Umar said, "O Allah's Messenger, you are speaking to bodies that have no souls." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "By him, in whose hand Muhammad's soul is, you do not hear what I say better than they do." Qatada said, "Allah brought them to life again to let them hear him, that is, the Prophet, peace be upon him, to reprimand them and slight them and take revenge over them and cause them to feel remorseful and regretful."